Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God. Amen. Fear is one of those things that is as consistent, as predictable as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. Fear is something that we've experienced throughout our lives. Fear is something that we hear about day in and day out. It's something that our news media is very prone to using. It's what sells ads. Just like the commercial world, fear is what drives a lot of the marketplace. But fear is also something instinctual. Fear is something that has been with us through all our lives that helps us to survive, to move on with life. It prevents us from bending over and petting that poisonous snake. Yes, fear is something we encounter all the time. And fear is what we heard in our lessons this evening. We heard of fear in Zechariah as he encountered the divine, the angel. We heard of Mary's fear of learning, of bearing God's son. We heard fear of Joseph being visited in the night and what to do and taking Mary's hand. And we hear the fear proclaimed to the Israelites who had been in captivity for 70 years. And in each one of these, God intercedes and takes that fear and transforms it. God intercedes, taking that fear and writing a new story. A new story that's filled with hope. A story that's filled with promise. The promise told to Zechariah, God has heard your prayers. The promise told to Mary, God has found favor with you. The promise told to Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. The promise told to the Israelites, I have redeemed you. You are mine. These are the same promises that God brings to each and every one of our fears, our worries, our tribulations. These are the promises God makes to you. Promises of hope that lift us up and carry us through some of the most difficult things in our lives. Promises of God with us. Emmanuel. Amen.